Welcome you to the second hour of our fallback and row, row, row your vote edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. All righty then. It is the first Sunday of November already. I don't know. It's catching me. Winter's caught me. I think we skipped fall, and I am going to be scrambling to pulling in plants to the garage after the show today and wading my way through buckets and buckets and buckets of weeds. Leaves. And there's more than just buckets. There's garbage cans. There's dumpsters full.
Oh, they can seem like weeds with how invasive they are.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you look out over my fire pit, my backyard, there's no green grass, and there's a lot of green moss and grass out there. It's so covered with maple, you know, big maple leaves right now. You can't even see the green. So there's a lot.
And don't forget to check your local sewer drains. If you're seeing a lot of standing water, check that drain. It might be clogged with leaves. And do your community a favor and pull those out of there so that water can go into the drain.
That's really important, Nathan, and for the people who live in the city. Now, out where I am, we're the land of no sidewalks. We have no drains like that. We've got culverts and all that kind of stuff, but no city drains like that. But if you live in the city, chances are, and you got sidewalks and paved streets and stuff, there are drains out there. And I remember when I lived in Laurelhurst, you know, with taking care of my dad, for those years, there was one of those grates right at the end of the street, and nobody seemed to clear it out. And sure enough, if there was a big deluge and downpour, that would clog up, and there would be big puddles. So it's great. Good Samaritan thing to do is police the drains on your street. All right. Anything, any other public services you want to put out there, Nathan?
Now, let's just go ahead and find out a big, giant PSA for Help Animals India, and we can go ahead and bring Eileen on right now.
That sounds good to me, because, you know, at least we're not having to retrieve her from some other place in the world. She did all of that. But anyway, it's so nice to be welcoming back the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, Founder, President of Help Animals India, Eileen Weintraub, is joining us. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Happy to be back.
All right. Your voice sounds good and healthy and normal. So you had a good trip?
Yeah. You know, I said to you, we've been such limited time to tell you about Nepal and India, but I would like to talk a little bit about Nepal to start off
with. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because I know we got a lot to cover, so you can kind of guide how much time we spend where.
Okay. And maybe next month. We could talk.
Oh, absolutely. We have lots of time to come, and you can share stories as we go. So you know what's most important for us to cover today. So you can kind of, you know, you direct that.
Okay. Well,
But I'm delighted to say your voice sounds wonderful. And actually, I think, don't you think she sounds better? I think she's got more pep in her voice or something.
I'm calling from my mobile phone because our power is out.
So you're one of the ones with no power, huh?
Yeah. But let's not talk about that.
Okay, never mind. Eileen will have power. A few
hours, and they say by tonight. So.
Oh, well, I'll keep fingers crossed. And
okay.
my goodness. I was thinking about it last night when, that I was so glad I had gotten everything done for the show, because it was like, okay, the power goes out, it won't be a problem. But
yeah.
I've gotten all kinds of gadgets and stuff, and I have some new battery backups for phones, and I got all of that stuff charged up. So I'm all charged up and ready to go.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that will prevent me from having to use any of that stuff. But
good.
Yeah. Okay. So where do we want to start? Do you want to start with talking a little bit about India and Nepal and your trip?
Yeah,
or
you say what Health Animals India is.
Yeah, and, go ahead with that.
We are a nonprofit based in Seattle area. And we give grants, training, and advice to the animal shelters and the animal groups in India and Nepal, who are working very hard as activists, advocates, and generally making a big difference for animals in their vast country. There's so many animals to help.
One of the things I find wonderful about, you know, the organization that you founded, this Help Animals India, is that it isn't like you have one building somewhere in India that's Help Animals India. You spread the help around, and India, just being India, has, you know, all kinds of different animals. Yeah, they have street dogs and they have cats and, you know, domestic animals like we do. But, you know, they've got monkeys and elephants and, you know, have a much different climate. So a lot of different kinds of animals. So this allows you to be able to spread the help around. So you work with all different kinds of organizations
of
animals.
We want to empower the groups.
Yeah.
To fundraise, you know, within their own areas and not be dependent on money from across the world. But on the other hand, our grants make all the difference to them and give them a boost so they can do all these things. And
right.
The dollar is very strong. I don't know if people follow that, but for everything else going on in the world, the one thing that has only strengthened is the dollar. And, you know, the euro used to be stronger than us. Now we're neck and neck or stronger, or, you know, the poor Canadians, you know, that dollar's down. Everywhere the dollar is stronger. And so for India and Nepal, the dollar, the grants that we give go twice as far. And things cost 10 times as less. So when I went there, you know, we're very important there because we make such a big difference. So let me tell you.
So did they roll out the red carpet for you when you went over?
Yeah, I got many marigold garlands.
Wow.
And so some of the photos, if you saw the elephant, with the elephants, I'm wearing the garland. So let me start off with Nepal. This was my second trip to Nepal.
Uh-huh.
And Nepal's a very special place where animals are valued. However, you know, it's a very poor country. So sometimes they're not treated the best. So we had a conference, and it was a vegan and animal welfare conference. So not only about the animals and how to treat the animals, but also about a vegan diet and alternatives to eating meat. And we have very important visitors. Have you heard of Tofurky? The founder of Tofurky was there.
Wow. And, well, I've certainly heard of Tofurky, but I don't know who the founder is. The founder of that. Now, and I think that it is.
Yeah.
that's a tofu version of turkey. I mean,
yeah, and then also we're teaching how to make tempeh and all sorts of delicious vegetarian dishes. So, and wow. then also other groups that were promoting that. And so we gave talks, and also we traveled with Nepal. And one of the places we traveled to as a group is called Lumbini, and that is the birthplace of the Buddha.
Oh, wow.
I saw where the Buddha was born, and that was really absolutely amazing. But what was even more amazing to me was that there were street dogs there. And the street dogs, well, do people know that what for feral cats in this country, we do the ear notch that shows the cat has been spayed, neutered, and vaccinated? So we do the same thing for dogs in India. They have, and in Nepal, they have the community dogs. And the community dogs live on the street, and sometimes, and mostly they're taken care of by different neighborhoods. But they don't, it's not like a one-on-one where you have, you know, they live in their backyard, and they have their street life. So the least we can do for them is giving them the spay-neuter operation and the rabies vaccination. So when we went to this one area in Nepal, I saw dogs that had the and I'm like, what? You know, because it was a very isolated place. Who was doing this?
And what did the dogs have?
An ear notch.
Ear notch. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was surprising, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I can't believe this. So then I found out that there was a veterinarian there, and he was being sponsored by one of the groups we help in Nepal.
Oh, wow.
Animal Nepal. So that was a very, very pleasant surprise for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I had you repeat, I think, over and over on shows, because I'm always so astounded. But the estimate of how many street dogs there are in India, Nepal?
Well, they said 35 million, but hopefully maybe it's down to 30 million. I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, that's a mind-boggling amount of dogs and they don't have the one-on-one relationships like we do here. It's a very different situation. But you can imagine the work that need to be done when their country, you know, was not up on how to spay and neuter. They didn't have veterinarians that knew how to do the surgeries sometimes, and not to mention, you know, how to handle the dogs. But I think through Help Animals India and all the organizations that you support, you've been able to train veterinarians and get the spaying and neutering going. And you've started, you know, trap, neuter, and releases even for cats. And it sounds like they do that with dogs too. But you've been instrumental in helping that happen.
Well, there's many, many groups worldwide. We, you know, in the United States, we're far from India. You know, it's across the world. But other groups from Europe and Australia, they're closer, and they've been going there and doing all that training, and we have participated in that as we could. And also the governments in India, they also fund that because rabies is a human health concern. So it's not just about animal welfare. Rabies is a threat, and more dogs. So the least that can be done is rabies vaccinate them, and then
yeah, and that's a big deal because rabies has been a real issue, a problem in India.
Yes, for a millennium, and it's a terrible, terrible, the worst disease there is. And they're very proud of the fact that some of the cities are now rabies free.
Wow.
The goal, like we have the goal to, you know, maybe have all electric cars by 2030 or whatever, 2030. The goal is to be rabies free another decade or so. So
Interesting how priorities shift depending on where on the planet you live. But, you know, rabies is such a threat because it doesn't just affect the animals. Humans can catch it, and it is a very, very ugly disease.
The thing about the street dogs is also educating the people on how to interact with them and not get bitten and learning how to be around them. So, you know, you say, well, that's a lot of dogs. Well, there's 1.3 billion people. So maybe there's, you know, one dog on every street corner type of thing. But, you know, those aren't the only street animals. There's cows everywhere, too. So that's
amazing.
Subject. Yeah. So, I did go to the vegan conference and try and give people alternatives. But then when I got to India, especially, I saw a lot of cows on the street. But let me just go back to just tell one story in the in Lumbini, because there was someone traveling with us, and it was her first trip to the East. So she had never seen community dogs before, and she really freaked out, like, what? You know, we have to get these dogs at home, and that dog has mange. And they look a little skinny, so I had to really calm her down and say, these are the lucky dogs. They're not out. This was a very rural environment. They were just very happy to be there. They're not catching traffic. No one's throwing stones at them. You know, these are well-off dogs.
This is a good, these are the lucky ones, as you said. Wow.
Yeah, these are the lucky ones. So,
was she able to adjust her perspective?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. But I was very lucky to be in Nepal. I saw the Himalayas. And
it sounds like that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, yeah. Nepal is a great place. We actually have in our area a visa office for Nepal. And that's where I got my visa, in Redmond. And guess what the man's name is?
Huh.
Who runs it? Mr. Sherpa.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So he promotes Nepal as a tourist destination. You know, a lot of people go there for, they do trekking. One of the things that we've worked against is using animals for, like, the elephant treks. So we don't promote that. And some of the places have changed.
Wow. Oh, all right. Well, let's we'll take a little time out here in your story to stay on schedule and keep Nathan happy. So let's take care of advertisers, and then we will continue straight ahead more with Eileen Weintraub and stories about Nepal and India, and Help Animals India is our focus. More about them too. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Catter Ferret, the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of our Row, Row, Row Your Vote edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, and we'll be here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. They're all really beautifully laid out on the website. You can find a lot of them in local pet stores, but check them out. New Pro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com, newprosupplements.com. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. And the Whispering Dragon Center has now been moved in to her home in Shoreline, and it's a lovely space and real easy to get to. Bothell Lake City Way, 145th, and so easy access from all over the place. And she'd be delighted to work with you. And it's wonderful to be in the presence of the gongs and the Acutonic Forks in person and so forth. And all you got to do is give her a call. She can work with you in person or remotely. And the phone number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are in the middle of our conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. And she was at almost a month, I think, in Nepal and India. We're hearing a little bit about the trip, and we're catching up with Help Animals India and all that's going on with them. So welcome back, Eileen, and continue your stories.
Okay, thank you. So after Nepal, I went to India, and I was able to use my all 10 years that they had suspended during COVID, the pandemic, for 2 years, and then all of a sudden they said it was good again. So I was able to use the same visa, because it's kind of a pain to get a visa. And by the way, for people from India to get a visa to the U.S., everything's very backed up.
Wow.
So travel is not easy still. But so I was able to go to India and go to where we have our main project, and that is in the ancient and holy city of Varanasi. And that's the YouTube video I sent you with the vehicle. So we've had that project for probably about 10 years, and even though I said, you know, the other charity that we help, we don't want them to be completely dependent upon us, this project in Varanasi is our main project, and we do fund that wholly. So the good news is that this year we were able to fund a vehicle for spay-neuter and treatment, a clinic treatment. Now, these vehicles that go on the road are in this country. Maybe you've seen them. I think Pasados has one. They can cost about $100,000 in this country.
Yeah.
But we were able to buy one for less than
$20,000. Wow. And is that just the difference between the cost of things between here and there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And it's a little
wow.
smaller. I think the one that Pasados has is pretty big. So we had this, they had to put a place for it and on the street, and that's where I cut the ribbon for the beginning of the spay-neuter vehicle. And it was a very poor neighborhood. I mean, these people, India was shocking in the poverty that I saw for the people. And, you know, in some ways, it's kind of easier to accept an animal that you see living on the street because people are living that way also. So it's just a different standard. And, you know, we can have a lot of philosophy about, the misery index. You know, Mother Teresa said that the worst poverty of she saw was in the West, where, you know, people were depressed or lonely or isolated. So, you know, when you're in India, you know, everything is just happening, and even though you see the worst poverty, you can't say those people are essentially worse off.
Interesting that you're commenting the way you are and the devastating poverty and so forth that you witness. Now, I know that this is not your first trip to India, Eileen. You've been there a number of times. So is it worse, or were you seeing things you hadn't seen before, or?
I would say after the pandemic, things have gotten worse.
Okay.
And also things are more crowded and polluted. I don't know if you follow, you know, we had our smoke index here was about 250, you know, the worst smoke
right.
in the world.
Yes, yes.
Well, in the city of Delhi right now, they have up to 400.
Wow. And, I remember there was one day, I think, that the smoke was so bad here, they said it was the worst place on the planet.
Yeah,
and it was even worse than Delhi and all of that. But most of the time, it's really bad there.
Yeah, most of the time it is. So we really have sympathy for the people. You know, they say, you know, stay indoors. We have, you know, we support activists that go out and feed the street animals in these conditions, you know, for people who have to go out. So I would say the poverty I saw, it's also been 5 years since I've been, is worse. And the spay neuter vehicle, we went to this area where people live in huts and that's part of our problem here, where people, you know, have to just set up a tent. They can't there. You can just set up a hut somewhere and just live that way. You're not going to get thrown out necessarily or, you know, or removed. So, you know, they don't have a housing standard. And then, of course, they don't have they do have it does get cold in the winter, but not like where it snows. So anyhow, so we set up this in an area where, and then people, even though they might live in a hut, they might still have a pet, or they help the street dogs. So they would bring the dogs directly to the area and be able to talk to the vet. So that's really a great offering. So they can take the spay neuter and clinic to different neighborhoods and offer the services to the people's pets out in the slum areas too.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's just a great gift to be able to do. And do you find that when you came in with that truck, do people they really get into it and respond and bring all the animals they can while you're there?
Well, wherever you go in India, you'll have a crowd, you know.
Okay.
I mean, you'll have people there, so there's always be people there, and you know, so I was, you know, mingling with the people, wearing my mask, of course, just for COVID, but for the air pollution and the dust and everything. So, you know, I did see very poor, you know, it's like you walk on the sidewalk and you see a woman that, you know, she looks like she's 80, but she's probably 60, just there all day selling a few lemons and, you know, on the sidewalk, practically in the gutter. So you see things like that, and then also beggars, your target as a Westerner. So, you know, just very aggressive children begging for food, and you just don't know whether you're supposed to give money or not. So anyhow, so it's just, but, you know, I don't want to dissuade anyone from going to India when you're going with a tour and you see wonderful, wonderful things. So
Now, I'm curious, Eileen, when throughout your travels, I'm assuming that you were, you know, masking and being careful, and you avoided COVID, or did you have you ended up getting it? How were the COVID protocols and traveling and all of that?
My philosophy with COVID and flu season, I mean, I'm a natural health care practitioner.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just dosing all the time. I have special cough drops and throat sprays and, you know.
Okay,
and
so you're doing stuff to...
Yeah, I keep care. Well that way. I was very active that way. When, actually, I'm sorry to say, the biggest disease there is called dengue from mosquitoes.
So people were
getting sick with that, and I heard recently, hospitalized.
Wow.
So that's a bigger threat.
Okay.
So, you know, just, you know, when you travel with, you know, digestive problems.
But it sounds like you've got a good protocol and you do your natural health stuff, but you managed to not get it, right? You've stayed healthy?
No, I haven't gotten it.
Excellent. Good. Well, that's great.
I think it's a real problem. They're not really considering the COVID there right now so much.
So truly the mosquito-driven diseases like the dengue fever or whatever that is, that's much more of a problem.
Yeah, I mean, even in 2017 when I was there in Nepal, you wore a mask just from the dust on the road and everything. But will I have time to get to the elephants?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's talk about them.
So after Varanasi...
We can, Eileen, we can go longer because there's nothing new on current events and stuff. So I don't need a lot of extra time. So you can talk longer.
Okay. Varanasi's other project is in Varanasi. This is where the Buddha gave his first teaching. So that's where we have a spay neuter and vaccination for 300 dogs a year. And that's done once a year. And that has completely transformed the small village there.
Wow.
So I call it a small village because, you know, for India, it's small. But
right.
For us, it would, you know, be just a small town. So this was started about 10 years ago when a friend of mine, she would go there for Buddhist teachings. And she got so tired of seeing the run-over puppies. And, you know, just all of that. So now we have, and I met the activists who do all this. And I guess everyone, you know, coming out of the pandemic, when you get to see people for the first time, you know, it's really wonderful. So I met the people that helped the dogs.
Well, to see the results of your work, to see that the work that you've done there has transformed the town, the village. That's incredible.
And the dogs that were still alive after many years, on my website, I have a photo under about us, and it says board members, so it's my photo with a puppy. It's about 10 years old, and of course I use that photo because I look better in it. But anyhow, it has a puppy, and the puppy is still alive, you know, 10 years, and that's extraordinary for a street dog because usually they only live about 6 years. So these dogs are getting older there, and they are truly part of the community. And the people know that if they have a problem, they can bring them to the clinic for care. So that's for the dog.
Wonderful.
Also, we help some monkeys, too. So that's in that area. Basically, there's no cats in that area, street cats. But there are in other areas of India that we help. So.
You started, you mentioned elephants, but I don't think you continued with that.
Okay, so this was in North India, and it's a very challenged state called Uttar Pradesh, very crowded and difficult state. But then afterwards, I went down south. South India is generally less poverty-stricken than North India, and I went to the megacity of Bangalore. And, you know, we have many people in our area from Bangalore. So it's the IT capital of India, sort of like their Silicon Valley. So people are a little bit more well-off. And because they're more well-off, there's more street cats or, you know, feral So that's where we have the street cat project, and probably the biggest one in all of India. They've done 4,000 cats.
Wow.
Yeah, they have all these big projects of buildings, high rise where people live in. So then there might be an abandoned cat. People throw the cat out, whatever. So you know what happens.
Yep.
So then there's the people who love the cats, and so they bring them in, and in very creative ways, different baskets. And so that's where we have the sterilization for the cat project. And this was my sixth visit to these people. I stay in their houses, and this is where we have the elephant project. So there were, when I was last there in 2017, there was just one elephant that was rescued. And her name is Anisha. And she was she was a temple elephant and a logging elephant. So, used in the hills. Because, if you don't have roads, they'll use animals sometimes. And one of her legs is very arthritic because, some logs fell on it. So she has a very distinctive walk, kind of a little disabled. And she's 55 years old now. So she's been out of her slavery for the last 5 years with the sanctuary we support. Then we've had another elephant come. Her name is Durga. And a third elephant has come. So the three elephant friends, that's where, I think in their email newsletter that we do every other month, they have showed the photos of them. Now, a fourth elephant came too. So there's four elephants, and I had a very joyous visit with them, and that was the YouTube video. So they actually moved to a bigger location. They had a couple of acres, and now they have about 100 acres, more like the Tennessee Elephant Sanctuary facility that we have. In this
I think the one here in Tennessee is at least 2,000 acres or something.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge place. There's the one in California that isn't as big. Yeah. But anyway, but four elephants, that is major expansion, since 2017. And I'm sure you have more plans, and there are probably a lot more elephants that need to be rescued.
Well, they say there's about 2,500 captive elephants in India.
That's
so,
a lot.
Actually, one of the activists that we support, she is on a fact-finding mission right now, and she's going to the northeast states of India to try and find out more and help prevent the smuggling of elephant calves into Nepal. So, in Nepal, I met the founder of, her name is Lex. She has a big Thailand sanctuary. So she was there. So the Nepal activists are just trying to get organized to help the elephants. So, it's a long way to go.
Now, I'm wondering, since you've been back now, and, prior to COVID and the pandemic and the lockdowns and all of the problems, there were, like elephants and sometimes other animals that were used. They used them as street entertainment. But then there was a major problem because all the activity stopped and there were the lockdowns and all of that. And that's when a lot of the animals were totally neglected and so forth. Has life gone back to a more normal thing? And are they using animals in the street as entertainment again? I mean, is that all started over again, or what's the state now?
I'm not sure. Actually, it was officially illegal to use them on the street, because they would, you remember from of old, you'd have monkeys performing or snake charmers.
Right.
So, and then, then they have the astrology birds where they keep a beautiful parrot locked up in a cage all day, and he comes out and picks a card for you.
Oh, boy.
So that's all illegal. And I did visit the wildlife refuge place, So I saw monkeys that needed rehabilitation and all sorts of birds and a deer and a monitor lizard. These are these big lizards that, you know, they're all sort of like our paws charity that we have here that does all the wildlife. You know, if there's a bear cub and needs rescuing. So I did get to visit that. But in terms of the elephant on the street, you know, elephants, they would have begging elephants. Elephants represent the elephant-headed god Ganesh. So people, devout Hindus, would keep an elephant in the temple to give blessings. It's not a good situation for them. They're on a concrete floor all day, you know, in chains. That's why, you know, we have this book that we published a long time ago called Gods in Chains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
well, it sounds like you had a really great trip, though, and you got to go all over the place and check in with all these great places and meet a lot of the activists and volunteers that do the work. And it sounds like it was a major confirmation that Help Animals India is truly helping the animals of India.
Yes.
So we do have to wrap up now, but let everybody know. I know that the you've got a phenomenal website, helpanimalsindia.org, and y'all really need to go to that website and sign up for the newsletter because you get all these wonderful reports from Eileen, and you know she doesn't bombard you with all kinds of junk mail. It's always important stuff. And I'm wondering about, you know, the videos that you sent to me and so forth. Are those all accessible to our listeners on the website?
They're on the YouTube page.
On the YouTube page. Okay.
Yeah.
So Help Animals India on YouTube.
Yes. Yes, we have many wonderful videos there, and you know, I don't have the gruesome stuff, so I, you know, show the good stuff.
Wonderful.
And, yeah.
All righty. So helpanimalsindia.org, and know your money goes a lot farther in India than it does here now. So if you can afford to help, any little bit helps. And it's really wonderful if you can do a monthly donation so they can count on that money every month. So, Eileen,
yeah.
Thank you for all the fabulous work that you do. And I look forward to continuing the stories next month. And I hope you get your power back.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. All right. Blessings to you. Thanks so much.
Good holidays, everyone. Okay,
bye-bye. All righty. Gosh, isn't it? There's so many people in this world doing fabulous work. Eileen is one of them, man. All of the animals, you can't even imagine the gazillions of animals that she's helped and Help Animals India does. So if you want to be part of it all, helpanimalsindia.org. All righty, let's take care of advertisers and we'll come back and I'll tell you what's not new on current events and all that good stuff. There's a few things. Anyway, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Horizontal world, and there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Row, Row, Row Your Vote edition of Animal World. And we are here until noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we did hear from our wonderful best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. She will be in the studio with Brother Dr. Nels next week for free remote treatments for all of you. In the meantime, you can contact her and see her in person at the Intraspace facility at the Old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to be a crazy woman and offer a free session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. So you may very well want to take advantage of that before next week, or check her out on the air next week and then take advantage of it. But you can check Linda Rasmussen out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you call or text her at this number, you can get a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All righty then. Let's see. And we also, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Would love for you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates and I get interviews on the air. All you can do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So let's see, Nathan, I think we can forego music. At current events, there's not a lot going on. Oh, you know, do you know, Nathan, I'm just going to ask you, because, you know, the Warm 106, I still have the Operation Teddy Bear lift on my current events. Is that over now?
Yeah, I think it's all over.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Okay, so I just told you about Linda's free session. Now I got to do is call her or text her. Let's see, Northwest Stream Center up in Everett. They've got the All About Beavers and the IMAX movie Beavers will be Saturday, November 12th. So next Saturday, 3 p.m. You need to call for a reservation, $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. And the number is 425-316-8592. And mark in your calendars for Seattle Humane's annual Tuxes and Tails 2023. It'll be Saturday, May 13th. More details to follow at a later date. And I told you about next week is Dr. Nels and Linda Sunday. Now, I just thought in a little time we've got left here before we get on the love train again and exercise one more time that we've got weather changes going on. It's getting colder. It's getting wetter. I warned you about all the little sensitive dog models, you know, short coats and the little models that are spoiled, don't like to go out in the rain. You need to be going out with them and having a good sales pitch. Remember, if you've got a good sales pitch, you can convince dogs of anything. So the worse the weather is, the higher value the food reward you take with you, and you go out with a good sales pitch. Oh boy, it's raining. Woohoo. Oh boy, let's go potty outside. Out you go. You get happy, jolly. They go. You give them a high value food reward on the spot. In you come. You will keep your dogs lined up for house training. The other thing that occurred to me, Nathan, though, last night, when we're falling back, which means that it's not going to be too long before it's getting dark, like at 4 to 4:30 for a while. Now, I remember, and that's not so much a problem now with my dog, Robbie, because he's 10 years old. But I remembered back last night when he was young, a puppy up through his teenage years, he needed a whole lot more exercise consistently than he needs now at 10. But I would have to go, you know, throw the Frisbee, and I could, you know, after I'd been gone all day and got home, it's after dark. When I would get home, it'd be dark. And so as a young guy, he didn't know the yard well enough. It's a big dog yard and the porch lights, you know, don't light everything. So what I had to do, I ordered special like stadium lights that you recharge. And so, Nathan, you can turn them on and they light up a whole lot of area. Well, I got a couple of those so that when I got home and it was after dark, I could take those, you know, lights out and light up the whole yard so I could play Robbie. So I'm just telling you, if I go the long way for my dog and do that as a teenager, you can exercise out a good 85% of behavior problems with dogs. So do not let it getting darker allow you to make the excuse of, okay, I don't have to walk the dog or I don't have to play the game. Yes, you do. They don't care if the weather's crummy. They still need that exercise. So I want you to exercise your dogs anyway. And if you need to, get special lights so they can see what's going on. Now that Robbie's 10 and he knows it well enough, I don't need to use the extra lights. We can play in the dark because he knows all of that. Okay. And I got a bright, hot, neon yellow Frisbee. So you can see that. But so anyway, exercise your dogs anyway and get extra lighting, battery operated if you need to, like I did when Robbie was a teenager, because exercise is important, even if the weather's bad or it's dark. Yes, Nathan.
Another thing, too, that's really important is sticking to your dog's internal clock because, you know, they still think feeding time might be 6 or 7 p.m. and suddenly it's 5 or 6 p.m. that you're feeding the dog.
Yep. So know that dog's inner time clock is accurate to within 30 seconds in 24 hours. So when I'm telling you we're talking about behavior, when they're puppies, you're real regimented in your schedule on time. But once you've got the schedule, you got them patterned, you got them house trained, then you want to fluctuate that feeding. So you don't always feed every day at 5. Sometimes you feed at 4. Sometimes you feed at 6. And you vary the times. Now, if you've done that, then the fallback or spring forward doesn't affect them too much. So my animals don't get affected too much about that because their feeding schedule varies. So if you set them up for a varied schedule, it won't be as critical. But Nathan's right. If you've been real regimented, they don't know how to spring forward or fall back. So you want to adjust now to make it easier for them. Thank you, Nathan, for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think we're good. We don't have time to go into a bunch of other stuff other than Tuesday is election day. So it is the most important election of our lifetime. Our democracy is on the line, and if you care about this country, you need to vote. So I'm not telling you who you have to vote for. You need to vote. Every single vote is important. If you've never voted before, do it this time. Get out and vote. And golly, that means we are getting very close to Love Train time. So this is the exercise portion of our show to kind of make up for being sedentary for so long. And also it gives us a chance to spread love and light all around the country, around the planet. So let's see, peace and love and everything calming down. And it would be nice to see this country come together. So I always energize up the Love Train with our yogi energization prayer. And I'm going to get to that now. But just so you know, this is not an optional portion of the show. Dancing is required because exercise is so good for us. And after, you know, Diane's chiropractor says the best exercise you can do at home is dance. So that's what we're going to do. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the Love Train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And here we go with our energization prayer. O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are, everybody. Love Train's coming right up, and Animal World continues more with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1100.